This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The family of Elijah McClain will receive $15 million from the city of Aurora as part of a lawsuit settlement reached Friday. The suit was filed in 2019 when McClain was violently arrested and given ketamine by Aurora police. McClain's mother, Shanine, says no amount of money will bring her son back.
But that's what the lawsuit settlement says to me, is that Aurora, Colorado is showing that they are accountable for the people that they hire.
The three officers and two paramedics involved in McClain's arrest face criminal charges. The White House has named a former Colorado House Speaker to lead the Environmental Protection Agency's Denver office. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Casey Becker is a Boulder environmental lawyer who's worked at the Interior Department. She served 7 years in the Colorado legislature before term limits forced her out last year. Becker led the push for Colorado's main climate action strategy, which triggered backroom clashes with Governor Jared Polis. She also sponsored a controversial bill to overhaul the state's oil and gas industry. Now she'll oversee EPA's Region 8, which includes Colorado, five other western states, and 28 tribal nations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And the ongoing effort to preserve a Japanese historic site in eastern Colorado took an important step this week. A bill to add Camp Amache to the national park system passed out of a U.S. Senate committee. The legislation has bipartisan support in Colorado's congressional delegation. Cooler temperatures for the Front Range today. Highs for the 50s for Denver. Snow for the mountains. This is CPR.